Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Danny, Steve, lovely to see you both this morning. And I know yesterday we had this little story that came out about people being willing to spend $340 for an extra hour of sleep.
Yes.
I think I'm starting to feel like I would spend $340 for one more hour of sleep.
What happened yesterday made you feel like you were willing to drop down that kind of coin?
Just too many disruptions. First of all, it's hot as blazes in our bedroom right now. It's like the one part where the air conditioning just doesn't quite reach, you know, mm-hmm. and it's the top of the house. So it's a little bit of a sauna up there. Barrett got up once overnight. The dog with the knee surgery was barking overnight. I just couldn't win. And of course, Brad just
snoring,
blissfully sleeping with his CPAP on, has no idea that any of this is happening. So I feel like I'm willing to invest in my own sanity $340 for an extra hour of sleep.
There was a moment, I feel like my wife would probably be right on board with you, where there are times where, like, you know, later in the day when I get home, she's like, did you hear blah, blah, blah? No.
Nope.
Did you hear when DJ got up and puked on the floor? No. Did you hear when Tatum came into the room because she was sad about blah, blah, blah when she woke up? No. She's like, how? How are you able to sleep through all this?
I feel like you and Brad should just, like, describe to Sid and I what REM sleep feels like, because I bet we don't get it very often.
It's awesome, I'll tell you. It's worth the money. You should probably drop $340 for it.
You look so well rested that I think you're probably ready to inform the Rockaholics with me.
Tara, I've never been more ready.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palathon. Today is the day to go enjoy some pizza. It's not just National Pizza Day. It's a very specific pizza. It's National Pineapple on Pizza. I'm kidding. It's National Margarita Pizza.
I can get down on that.
Hell yeah. So what's the margarita? It's got basil?
Basil.
Sauce. And like a dollop of cheese? Or a dollop of sauce?
Oh, mozzarella.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the little mozzarella.
Wait, can Steve say it with his Italian accent?
Hey, mozzarella.
There you go.
Who wants some of that?
Now I'm ready.
Come get it. Hey. Now, I said I was excited to do the D&D. I am in a way, but first let's get the crappy stuff out of the way. And that was yesterday's Mariners game. They lost 10-3 to the Diamondbacks. Not looking good. They're now at 500. They play again at 12:40, so hopefully they can avoid the sweep. Oh. But hopefully they can figure things out. But let's talk about a team here in Seattle that has not lost a bunch recently this week. Granted, they haven't played, but that's your Seattle Seahawks. You know how much I love press conferences.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Cooper Kupp I knew you were going to have that reaction right now. Look at Taryn's getting all hot and bothered just thinking about Cooper Kupp. He shaved his beard. He's looking a lot younger.
Yes, he is.
Okay. He did the photo shoot. It was posing for the ladies.
Flexing.
I mean, he's looking good. And it's funny. People are talking about how much the Seattle influence has already hit him, that he's starting to like embody Kurt Cobain a little bit with the new look.
Well, you know, he hasn't played with the team yet, but obviously he's a vet. He's loved by everybody. And even though he's new to the team, that doesn't stop him from goofing on his teammates and also his coach. During the press conference, somebody asked him about, hey, how much time have you been spending in Coach Mike McDonald's coach's office? And this is what Cooper Kupp had to say as we learn something new about our coach.
How much am I in Mike's office? I don't have like a stop clock in there or anything. But, I mean, quite a bit. I've picked up on some of his tendencies. You know, he sits there with a baseball bat most of the time, like twirling the baseball bat around. He, like, sits crisscross.
Well, first of all, was he in a mobster or something like that? Hey, come on into my office.
Yeah.
You want to talk?
He, like, sits crisscross applesauce on his chair. His feet aren't on the ground a lot of times. And so he's got some interesting habits. Crisscross applesauce on his chair. His feet aren't on the ground.
Do you think he's effing with the reporters? Or do you think Mike McDonald is actually sitting on his chair like a 5-year-old?
I hope he is.
I don't even know if I can.
No.
I can't. No.
Long leg problems over here. I can't relate to that.
There we go. That's very difficult with armrests.
You look just like Coach.
Come on into my office. Let's talk about our offensive scheme. He also talked a little bit about his new quarterback, Sam Darnold. And if you thought his assessment of Coach McDonald was odd, listen to this as he talks about his first impressions of his new quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he kind of has a childish taste, like palate. You know, like we went out to dinner and he's talking. I mean, I don't know. I don't trust him yet with the food recommendations or things like that. I mean, he said he wanted to go to dinner. I was like, perfect. But sounds good. And I mean, it just the recommendations, are kind of the way it came off was like he wanted to go get some, you know, fries and chicken strips. And I was like, look, I have a 6-year-old. I can bring you his food. We can go. I can bring that, and I'll go eat something good. So yeah, that was. But it ended up being fine. Like he ventured out and was like, okay, he was at least willing to try some stuff. And it seems like maybe there's. I may have misread him. We'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
Don't be shaming nuggets and fries, okay?
Chicken strips and fries.
Clocks and fries, whatever you want to call it, is good.
We just need to know what kind of dipping sauce now, Sam Darnold. That should have been the follow-up question. These reporters have failed us, Tyron Daly.
That's really disappointing.
But it just shows a fun side of Cooper Kupp, who I think a lot of people are very happy to see him as a wide receiver for your Seattle Seahawks.
It's very exciting. The Seahawks have also signed punter Michael Dixon to a 4-year, $16.2 million contract extension.
What's his nickname?
Dicko.
Yes.
Took me a minute.
What does he like to eat?
Nuggets and fries.
Yes.
Of course. Highest paid punter in the NFL, and he was averaging 48.2 yards per punt. So we're very excited to have him still part of the squad.
Oh, 1,000%. I think that's great news. Let's talk a little bit about the world of sports that's going on right now in the world of playoff sports, and that's the NBA Finals. That's going to be happening again tonight, Game 3. Got the Pacers. Go Pacers.
Taking on
the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then tomorrow, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. And of course, as your son Barrett would call it,
showtime.
Now, he's not the only kid that seems to like hockey. There's a 9-year-old Panthers fan that's going viral right now because she was being interviewed about what her favorite part of hockey is. And her answer is pretty freaking awesome. Here she is talking about it.
The fighting. It was really good. And I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
Okay.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
There was a lot of fighting in that last game. Let's see if the Edmonton Oilers could bounce back from just getting their asses whooped. What was it, like 6-1? Yeah, so they're down 2-1. As far as weather, we are going to be hitting a high of 73 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel.
Showtime.
And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Last night, our boy Danny V had a late night. He took his daughter, Lily, to the Paramount Theater to see a show. And it was her very first time being there, so she did have a very interesting observation.
Well, it's dumb.
Okay, that's not really the answer.
Do you think she was impressed with the historic theater? We'll hear what Lily had to say at 6:20.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A late weeknight last night, took Lily, his daughter, to the Paramount Theater. You guys went and saw Mamma Mia.
We did, which never, I know Mamma Mia, but I've never actually seen the movie or the play.
And that's the ABBA
thing. Yes.
That's all I really know about Mamma Mia is the music of ABBA.
I believe it says that on the Paramount Theater. It says Mamma Mia, the ABBA thing, or the ABBA thing.
So what was Lily's overall thoughts of the historic theater?
Lily, what did you just say to me?
Well, we just got to the theater where we're seeing the show at, and it's haunted. It looks like it's haunted.
You think it's haunted? You think the Paramount's haunted?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's haunted?
It just looks haunted. It looks like Haunted Mansion, kind of, like in the way. In
what movie or what show are we going to go see?
Mamma Mia.
Are you excited?
I don't know.
Even if there's a ghost sitting next to you?
You're excited? I don't know.
Even if there's a ghost sitting next to you?
Oh.
Okay, now she's in. Turns out that wasn't a ghost. It's an old guy that just loves theater.
Has there ever been anyone that you've talked to that thought that it was haunted?
No, I've heard that people talked about the Moore Theater potentially being haunted. So, I mean, I guess they've had some stories of like a phantom cigar smoke, disembodied voices, some cold spots, and a ghost portal from the 1970s seance that happened at the Moore Theater.
Wow.
The Paramount, I'm looking online because I was like, of course, what a strange Google search to put is the Paramount Theater in Seattle haunted? And it says the short answer, there's no strong evidence that Seattle's Paramount Theater is haunted, at least not compared to some of the other genuinely spooky spots. Like I mentioned, the Moore Theater, also the Harvard Exit Theater. They say it has a little bit of a haunt to it as well. But Paramount doesn't sound like it. I think your daughter's just crazy.
She was just getting a vibe.
I mean, we just came back from Disneyland. She was very much like, this is like, we're in Disneyland. We waited in line. And then like the theater itself was just like, it's so beautiful. But it's like Victorian or whatever. So
it's got that vibe that I wouldn't be shocked if there was some kind of a haunted story to it because it's so old. Right. And I agree. To me, that's the... To me, if I was going to go see a show, more a concert as opposed to ABBA, but I'd want to see it at the Paramount because I think pound for pound, everything about it makes it the best place to go see a show because of the visuals and the sound and just the overall like size, the intimacy of it all. I think it's a great spot.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, we know that Lily has very high expectations, so I'm very excited to hear her review.
Well, it's... dumb.
Oh, no, sorry, that's Metallica. It's just, that's a whole different thing. So, here's Lily.
All right, Lily, we just finished Mamma Mia. What did you think?
It was good.
Was it a witch?
Danny, are you sure she wanted to go? She sounds more tired than you.
She did not want to go.
Well, did she do a morning show yesterday?
She did, yes. Okay. Yeah, all by herself. No, she was like... amped to go because she's been really into musicals. Like she loves Six, she loves Hamilton, she loves Wicked. So I thought, okay, Mamma Mia's here. Might as well go see it. And I think that she was just tired from the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long show. We got there at 7:30. We didn't get out till 10:25. It was like, oh man.
And this was this opening night?
This is opening night.
Nice.
Lots of people.
Was it what you expected or was it different?
Different.
How so?
Like,
I wasn't expecting it to be like that, like energetic. And like, it was like, I thought it was gonna be more like, I don't even know, but like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just like way more energetic than I thought.
Oh, so Paramount Theater and Mamma Mia, give it a rating 1 out of 10.
10.
Yeah. Now let's go get some tacos.
Okay.
Okay, now she sounds excited.
She was so excited. She's still having that
1 out of 10. She's like, 10, I guess. It's all right.
I mean, getting a 10 out of an 11-year-old is pretty impressive, Danny.
The funny thing is she tells me right after. She's like, man, I love the Paramount Theater. So I'm like, so why didn't you say that on the recording? She's like, well, I don't know. It was fun.
It's just like Tatum. Whenever I try and record her with anything, she sounds like she's all fired up. And I go, hey, say that into the microphone. And all of a sudden, it just shuts down.
She's like, pay me.
So I know in other musicals like Six and Hamilton, she's become a fan of the music.
Yes.
Is she now wanting to listen to the music of ABBA?
She is.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
It's actually not bad. I'm kind of listening. I listened to it on the way in this morning. It's very catchy, Steve.
There's the title song, Mamma Mia. Yeah.
There's Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Take a Chance on Me.
Honey, Honey.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Yeah.
It's a real banger, I bet.
We're going to listen to it all morning, guys.
Oh, no. I got to go to the bathroom.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's starting to feel, Steve, like it could become a weekly feature. What did your dog eat? Or pet. Any animal, really. But both you and I had this issue with our dogs. Our puppies. Our dogs are puppies.
Yeah. I mean, our puppy's like only 6 months old.
And mine is a year and a half old. So what about you, Rockaholics? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. What random thing did your dog eat? Or your cat? Or your horse? We're going to tell you what Brute and Lucy ate after Weezer.
I can't wait for you to hear what she ate.
Anytime we bring up what did your pet eat on this show, it seems like everyone has a story.
It's so true.
To the point where we could probably make this a weekly feature, Steve Miggs.
Well, if we're going to make it a weekly feature, we should have an intro.
Duh.
What did your pet eat? Was it gross or kind of sweet? Chew your phone or a toilet seat? Tell us now. What did your pet eat?
A groove.
You like that one?
It's a real toe tapper.
I mean, we could go with this for Danny.
What did your pet eat? Was it gross or kind of sweet? Choose your phone or a toilet seat. Tell us now, what did your pet eat?
Very nice of Paramore for recording that one for us. Catch them at emo night this weekend.
As you know.
So what did Brute eat?
My wonderful dog had knee surgery, so we have been kind of confining him to our office. And that's just been kind of where he's hanging out. So I went in there yesterday when I got home from work, opened the door, and the first thing I see torn up on the ground is my passport.
No.
Which I need as a form of real ID to go to morning show boot camp with you fools in 2 months.
Is it that bad?
I brought it in. I'll have to show it to you because okay. I don't know that I can show up to the airport and they're going to be like, this is cool.
Because my buddy Drew, when we were going to Wrestling Canada one time, he's like, hey, just so you know, my dog ate my passport, but I'm hoping it'll still work. And it was like a good chunk of the passport was gone. So when we got up to customs, we're like, hey, I know this sounds like a BS story, but his dog ate his passport. And luckily, the customs guy was laughing. He's like, get a new one.
Yeah.
But it's obvious your dog did eat this passport.
If I was doing some sort of international travel coming up, I'd probably be a little bit more worried. This is at least, you know, domestic, but I'm still going to go ahead and get the new one.
So ours is so dumb. You leave Lucy away for a half a second, out of our sight for a couple of seconds, and damage will just happen. So all of a sudden, I'm upstairs with Tatum, and I hear my wife, Sid, go, Lucy, what did you do? This freaking dog ate our vacuum cleaner.
What? Was it a big vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, we just bought this freaking vacuum cleaner too. Ate the cord. And my wife's like, I swear, it must have had enough time to take two bites. And the cord is fully off of the vacuum cleaner. So we can't even fix it.
Oh, no.
So we had to go on Amazon, buy a new one. We're like, thanks a lot, Lucy.
I wonder what is more expensive, a new passport or a new vacuum? Because let me tell you, it's not cheap.
Is it close to $200?
It's over $200.
All right, then you win.
Oh. 206-803-ROCK. What did your pet eat? Let's chat with Joe Dredd in West Seattle. Joe Dredd, what did your dog eat?
Good morning, you guys. So if anybody that's had a Labrador Retriever, they know that they will eat practically anything. Mm-hmm. So I had this yellow lab, and one day I'm out in the front yard, and I got the poop scoop, and I'm picking up stuff, and I'm like, what is this? And I start poking at it, and trying to unravel it. And my dog had swallowed and pooped out a white bandana.
Oh, no. Now, I mean, it could have been worse. At least it passed it on its own.
Yeah, well, here's the best part about it. So I took this thing, I hosed it off, and like one corner of it is like stained brown permanently. So I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of unique looking. So I ran it through the washing machine, and then I took it to band practice.
Okay. So just throw the bandana away, man. Just throw the bandana.
No, no. It's better. I took it to band practice, and I walk up to the singer. Hey, man, check this out. And I tossed it at him, and he caught it. He goes, what's this? I go, it's a bandana that passed through my dog, and that just grossed him out royally.
Yeah, that's not the kind of tie-dye that I think he wants.
No. 206-803-ROCK. Rose from Tacoma, what did your dog eat?
Well, two things, and I'll make them real quick. But the outlaw Josie Wales wasn't ever really a counter surfer, but for my son's 18th birthday, I got him cinnamon rolls from the grocery store, and then got up at 3:30 in the morning to leave for a flight, and Josie had taken them and eaten the entire tray and was laying in the kitchen just groaning in agony. And I just thought, you know what? You deserve that. And then the other one was my ex-husband's family has this adorable beach cabin out in Key Center. And we would take the dogs out there, big family barbecue on the 4th of July. And Josie would eat little eels that were under the rocks. We'd lift rocks and she'd eat the eels.
What?
And during, yeah. But it gets better, Steve. And during the actual lunch portion of the barbecue that day, Josie was sitting in front of my ex-husband's grandmother begging for lunch and proceeded to vomit half-eaten eels in front of grandma in the middle of the barbecue.
Now, deep down, I don't know if you got along with the in-laws, but deep down inside, were you kind of happy it did it on the in-law?
No, no, because I loved my in-laws. I absolutely loved them. And grandma didn't always love dogs, and our dogs were kind of growing on her over the years. And that kind of tipped the scales not in Josie's favor.
I mean, that it also, I just feel like a dog vomiting eels probably doesn't smell very good.
Okay. Oh, so, I could have probably told you that, too. That's, yeah. But at least we now know your dog's into sushi, I guess. I don't know.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? 191 wins he has, 62 losses, and 46 ties. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.